Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open with S&P futures down around 0.4% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields turned lower after being up earlier. The dollar is steady to firmer versus the majors. Oil is up. Gold is slightly higher. Bitcoin is also lower. Asian equities traded mostly lower overnight, and European equities are also down. Quiet session overnight, with no major developments to advance the narrative. Delayed U.S. takeaways from the employment report following the long weekend were largely bearish. However, most economists' projections are standing firm, with expectations for a formal announcement from the Fed in November, and with tapering anticipated to start in December. Other bearish themes are justifying skepticism of further upside in equity markets rather than discounting current levels. Themes include the Delta variant vaccine efficacy, dwindling monetary and fiscal stimulus, lingering global supply and chain input price pressures, and China's regulatory crackdown. Also in negative news overnight, there was a powerful earthquake in Mexico hitting near Acapulco. Turning to central banks, in North America, the Bank of Canada will make its latest interest rate announcement today, with expectations the BOC will keep the key rate on hold and look to stay apolitical in the midst of the current election battle. In Europe, focus is on the ECB decision due tomorrow, with expectations for moderation in the pace of bond buying amid more favorable financing conditions since June and a recent inflation spike. In an unusual move, the ECB's Holtzman and Vashley broke the quiet period one day before the meeting to give their respective opinions on policy. Holtzman said the ECB may be able to normalize policy sooner than expected, while Vashley said highly accommodative policy is still needed. In macro data overnight, in Japan, Q2 GDP growth was revised up to 1.9% annualized from a preliminary reading of 1.3%. A quiet macro calendar today in Europe. Sweden industrial production beat consensus, while July retail sales in Italy fell just short of expectations. On the U.S. macro calendar, July JOLTS and July consumer credit. On the M&A front, more action in the buy now, pay later space, as PayPal has agreed to acquire Paidy, a leading two-sided payments platform and provider of buy now, pay later solutions in Japan, for 300 billion yen, or approximately 2.7 billion U.S. dollars. Also on the M&A front, Sanofi announced a deal to acquire Cadman Holdings for $9.50 a share. On the IPO front, Reuters reported PHC Holdings Corp., formerly Panasonic Healthcare, will list on the Tokyo Stock Exchange on the 14th of October, in an IPO worth up to 197.7 billion yen, roughly $1.8 billion, in what would be Japan's biggest IPO this year. And on the earnings front, post-close earnings today will include Copart, GameStop, and Lululemon. Asian equities finished largely lower on Wednesday. Japan was the only major market recording a gain, with the Nikkei finishing at six-month highs as it continued its positive momentum started post Suga's resignation announcement and positive GDP figures. Mainland Chinese bourses paired morning gains to close around the flat line, while Hong Kong finished lower. The higher U.S. dollar, rising U.S. Treasury yields, and a substantial wobble in cryptocurrencies is said to be keeping sentiment throughout the region suppressed. On the regulatory front, Reuters reported Tianyin Capital has become the latest Chinese hedge fund to limit the size of its quantitative investment business after the securities regulator advised bourses on Monday to pay attention to explosive growth of quant funds. European equity markets have opened lower, with the main focus in the region on tomorrow's ECB meeting. The Financial Times reported that while most expect the ECB to slow the pace of its emergency QE program by a modest amount tomorrow, the process of policy normalization is likely to be a long one, with most economists thinking it will be at least 2024 before the ECB raises its deposit rate. In regards to tomorrow's meeting, as previously mentioned, in a notably unusual move, the ECB's Holtzman and Vashley broke the quiet period and offered opposing views, which is said to reflect the divisions on policy. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Market Preview for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.